You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and sales professionals that want to make more money, grow faster, and make a bigger impact. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales, mindset, and leadership training to help you hit your income goals. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, and I am excited to talk about a topic that really fires me up with you today. And it is this constant media messaging, marketing messaging that we are getting about selling without selling. I am getting it in my inbox. I'm getting it in my newsfeed. I'm getting it over on LinkedIn. I'm getting it on Facebook. I'm getting it on Instagram. All of these people teaching people how to sell without selling. And as a sales expert, as somebody who has spent now 17 years of my career selling, like, this literally sets like my skin on fire. Because here's why, okay? Not just because of the verbiage behind it, but by definition, if you go to like the dictionary and look at the definition of sales is the exchange of a product or service for money. The exchange of a product or service for money. So I want to know, my friends, how you can sell without selling, because if you don't get money for your services, you're not selling. And what I think that these people are trying to say when they say sell without selling is they are trying to teach you how to sell without manipulating or without convincing, or I don't really know. That is just my guess on what is being communicated there. But the problem is that it is continuing this narrative that sales is a bad thing. And as long as we have this narrative that selling is a bad thing, we will continue to stay broke, right? One of the things that I have learned over my, you know, 4-year journey so far as an entrepreneur or wannabe entrepreneur is that mindset is one of the most important parts, right? Really believing in what you do, believing that you can be successful, believing in yourselves, you know, commitment and belief. Those things are so important to me. Words are important to me. The words that we use to talk about ourselves and our businesses and our success and how we're doing are also very, very important. So when somebody says that they don't want to sell, like, they are inadvertently sending signs to the universe that they don't want to get clients. Oh, I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell. Like, I got to sell without selling. Like, it's a mixed message. It is a mixed message. And honestly, I think it is keeping so many people broke because it is perpetuating the fear of sales when sales is the lifeblood of the business. If you do not learn how to sell, if you do not sell your services, then you will not have a business, right? If you are a sales rep that works for a company and you don't close any business, right, you don't get to work there. So selling without selling is, it's not possible. But what I think is happening there is that we're trying to say that you can sell without the sleazy, yucky, slimy, gross strategies that a lot of people use. And that I 1000% agree with, right? Sales is not about manipulation. Sales is not about convincing. Sales is not about trying to talk somebody into something. So no, we don't want to be sleazy and gross and convince and manipulate and strong arm people into doing business with us, but we do have to sell if we want them to do business with us, because we have to exchange our service for money. It is impossible to make money without selling something. So people will use a lot of different words. Oh, I don't like to use the word sell. I like to use the word enroll. I like to use the word, you know, sign up. I like to use the word partnership. And I find that the harder that we try to get away from the word sales, from what we're actually trying to do, the more manipulation that we're creating. I find that the more direct and honest we are about why we're building a relationship or why we're learning about somebody new or why we're trying to solve a problem for them, the higher the success rate that we have. The more that you try to be like, hey, you know, I'm just popping into your inbox for us to be buds. And then, oh, by the way, now that we're friends, can I sell you something? To me, that is infinitely more slimy than just being like, hey, I noticed that you are this person and I help those types of people. Do you have this problem? Would you like to have a conversation? Is always met with so much more acceptance because it's honest, because it's straightforward, right? The more that we try to pretend like we're not selling and we're just trying to be buds and, you know, we're going to sell without selling. We're going to just enroll you in this. But by the way, I need your credit card to do that, right? It is perpetuating the manipulation. It is perpetuating the slime. It is perpetuating the sleaze. Instead of being like, listen, what I do is amazing. The results that I get or my company gets for our clients is badass. And we like working with people like you to help you get this result. Do you want to talk about it? When
when we have that direct, honest conversation, we're either going to get yes or no. But y'all have been there, right? Your LinkedIn inboxes is full of mine of those messages of people who are like, I just want to get to know you. I just want to connect with you. And yes, I love connection. I love people. I love networking. I love talking business. I could coffee chat until I am blue in the face, and I love doing it. But if you're trying to sell me something, be honest about what you're doing. Be honest that, hey, this is the reason why I am connecting with you. And then be open to the no. Be open to the no. If we are just honest and direct and straightforward, A, I feel like you're going to sell a whole lot more stuff and be a whole lot more successful. But B, you're going to build better relationships. They're not relationships based on manipulation or based on false pretenses, right? They're relationships based on a mutual goal, right? Like that's what we do as business owners, as salespeople, is we help people, you know, get what they want, right? We help them get the transformation, the result, the outcome, whatever it is that they are seeking. That is what we do. But the more that we try to hide that we're doing that, again, the grosser, the yuckier, and the slimier, and the more our motives appear to be untrue. So I want you to really think about this whole concept of selling without selling, all that different drama. And I want you to spin it on its head. And I want you to think about, how can you get into a mind space? How can you get into a place where you are proud of what you sell? How can you get into a place where you're like, yeah, heck yeah, I sell this. And if you can't get to that place, maybe you shouldn't be selling it. I'm sorry for saying that. But if you can't get to a place where you are proud to sell what you sell, that you are excited about what you do, that you are totally okay being like, yes, I charge money for this thing because it is magical, because it is so good, because I love it so much, then maybe you shouldn't be selling it. Right? Because if you can't get excited about it, you can't transfer that inspiration. They say that sales is a transfer of inspiration. I don't know who said it. I've heard it from like 5 or 6 different people. I'm sorry that I cannot quote the original person. But if you are not inspired because you're trying to not sell and you're trying to enroll, then how are you going to transfer that inspiration to someone else? Right? So instead of hiding behind selling without selling, I want you to be loud and proud about what you're selling. I want you to be excited about what you do. I want you to be excited about the clients that you serve. Because frankly, those people are the people who are successful, right? I just recently attended a sales conference. It's called Outbound, put on by a bunch of authors, sales authors that I grew up reading in my career. It was so cool to spend time with them. One of the things that they talked about is this idea of sales being a lifestyle, right? Sales is a lifestyle. When you really truly believe that, when this is something that you do, like learning how to sell your products or services, whether you're an entrepreneur or a CEO, a sales rep, whatever, really learning how to sell in a way that feels good to you, it does become a lifestyle. It naturally comes up in conversation. It's not weird. It's not spammy. It's not convincing. You're not pitching your friends at the family barbecue, right? But it's what you do, right? And when it becomes what you do, when you learn it and you study it and you get good at it, which I know you want to do because you're here listening to this podcast or watching this video, right? Then that is where the real magic happens, right? That is where the magic happens, is when it's just a lifestyle. This is just what I do, not I'm trying to hide it. And so one of the other things that was said at the conference, and the conference was literally called Outbound. So it's about prospecting and lead generation and direct outreach and cold calling and emailing and all different things. And I just loved it. But oftentimes they were saying, there's so many people out there telling you that cold calling is dead, cold outreach is dead, it's bad, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Most of the time, those people are trying to sell you something. When somebody is trying to tell you, you never have to do this hard thing in your business ever again, it typically comes with a sales pitch. It typically comes with a sales pitch of, and if you pay me $24,000, I'm going to teach you how to sell without selling. Notice they're selling to you, but you're not supposed to sell. Right. When somebody has promised you something that is too good to be true, that is literally impossible, most of the time it comes with a sales pitch. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic when somebody is trying to sell you selling without selling and how to enroll people into your programs without selling, that they are selling you something to teach you how to do that? Like, come on here. How does that work? How is that not manipulation? How is that not manipulation? And I'm sorry, I know that I'm on a soapbox right now, but this is, I think, what is keeping so many people stuck in their businesses, sales reps and business owners alike, is we are trying to hide the fact that we are selling. Here's the deal, my friends. I am always selling. Sales is what I do, right? I literally teach an academy. That's literally what I have done my entire career. Am I selling all of the time? Absolutely. Do I think that you should be in our academy? Of course I do. Do I think it is the best sales training program for the new wave of sales and social selling? Of course I do, but I'm not going to lie to you about it, right? I'm not going to lie to you about it. I'm not going to tell you how to do something, you know, but then I'm going to sell you how to do it, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. And so they were talking about it at this conference, is all these people who are like, well, you don't have to cold call again. They're trying to sell you leads. The people who are trying to sell you without selling are trying to sell you a course. about how to sell without selling. Like the whole thing is just a hot mess. And what it winds up doing is keeping you stuck and broke. And my friends, you're listening to this podcast because you don't want to be stuck and broke. You don't want to be stuck and broke. What you want to be is a badass at selling whatever it is that you do. What you want to be is successful. What you want to be is wealthy. What you want to be is transformational in the industry that you work on, that you work in. That is what you want, my friends. You don't want to sell without selling. You don't want to enroll people in your programs. You want to be loud and proud and excited about the work that you do. And I want you to be honest with yourself about it. And I want you to really spend some time working on your relationship with sales. So first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna talk to my business owners for a second, and I'm gonna talk to my sales rep. So listen, okay, for my business owners, I know that you didn't start a business to become a sales rep. I know that. However, it is our job. If we don't learn to sell, we don't have a business. So stop trying to learn how to enroll people without doing this or without doing that or da 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 da, and just embrace it, my friend. The fastest path to success is if you just embrace it, okay? And the second thing that I will tell you for my sales reps out there, if you are embarrassed about a career in sales, if you're not proud of being a salesperson, if you are not making sales your life's work, then you're missing the point. You're missing out on an opportunity, and maybe sales is not the career for you. And I don't say that to be mean or anything like that. But one of the things that I realized at this conference and in looking at my team and looking at my clients who have successful salespeople and different stuff like that, like for those people, they want to do it. They're excited about doing it. They're proud of what they are doing. And if for any moment you are not proud of what you are doing, then why are you doing it? Right? Life is too short for that. Okay. Life is too short to do something that you are not proud of, that you are not excited about, that you don't get lit up to do every day. And not that we don't do hard work, right? Sales is an extremely challenging career. And, you know, it's often why it's one of the most highly compensated careers, is because it comes with a lot of rejection and different things like that. But at the end of the day, when you really think that, hey, this is something I'm going to learn and I'm going to master and I'm going to get really good at, and you become really proud of it, and you take the time to listen to the podcast and read the books and enroll in the trainings and take the courses and really learn to master it, you will never try to sell without selling ever again. All you will do is go out into the world, meet people, solve problems, make offers when it's appropriate, and sell your services. And that, my friends, is what we all want, right? That is what we want. We don't want to sell without selling, right? We want to sell in a way that feels good to us. We want to sell in a way that feels good to our clients. But when we tell our brains that we want to sell without selling, what we're saying is, I don't want to sell anything today. And if we don't sell anything, we don't make any money. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this. And please take the time to really think about this. Are the words that you're using around sales, are they what are keeping you broke? And if it is, what can you do to change it? Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you'd go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.